Morning return. Are you ready for the word this morning? Amen. We're going to jump right into the word. We're getting a little bit later start than normal. So we're going to go this morning to the book of Daniel, chapter number 3. And I want to read to you beginning in verse number 4. And we're going to cover quite a few verses out of Daniel chapter 3 this morning. I want to talk to you this morning on this subject, I will not bow down. I will not bow down. How many of you know that the world in which we live today has bowed to many things of this world? We've bowed to materialism. We have bowed to sinful desires and sinful lust and sinful pleasures. We have bowed to lifestyles and many things that we have bowed to in our world today. The world has for generations bowed to every commandment of man, but has refused to bow to the only one that can save their soul. We have bowed to many things, but there's only one this morning that we can bow to that has the power to change us, that has the power to challenge us, and has the power to equip us. And until we put Jesus into our life, there will be a constant void. But there have been people of every generation that has put their life on the line for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They have put their lives on the line for the sake of the King of Kings, the Redeemer, and the Lord Jesus Christ. They have not feared death by man, but they have feared the eternal separation from God more than anything else. And so this morning we're going to go to the book of Daniel, chapter number 3, and beginning in verse number 4. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples and nations and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn and the flute and the harp and the lyre and the psaltery and in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn and the flute and the harp and the lyre and the symphony and all kinds of music, all the people and nations and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Now, I want us to understand this morning, you may not be put to the test as these people were in the modern day and the time in which we are living in today. You may not face death as they were so willing to do. Your families may not be stoned to death and dragged through the streets of the city until they die. You may not be thrown into a den of lions and thrown into a burning fiery furnace such as these three men had been done. You may not be crucified like Jesus. You may not be boiled like John. You may not have your head cut off like James. You may not have to face the horrible death that some have had to face because they said, "I will not bow down." But Satan doesn't stop because of the civilization of our country today. Because of our modern day and time, Satan still has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That is his mission in life. And what he wants to do is he wants to try to get you hung up in life so that you will miss the very best that God wants to offer in your life. The Bible said that he's no respecter of persons. And so he comes to the rich. The enemy comes to the rich. He comes to the poor. He comes to the lost. He comes to those that are saved, and especially to those who have made a great change in their life and have made a decision that they're going to serve the Lord and have made a decision that I will not bow down. But what he wants to do is he wants to trip you up in life, and he wants to bring things into your path that will cause you to miss what God is calling for you in your life to be and to do. He will have people mock you. He will have people set in your way to mock you when you're trying to do something different and you're not trying to walk in the popular crowd. He will have people criticize you for what you stand for and who you are in life. He makes people believe that all you do is love God and you're saved, and he wants to trip you up, and he wants to try to get you off of your mission. He will not remind you that Jesus himself said in John 14 and verse 15, he said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." You see, the rules of the world are enforced by the law of man, but the commandments of God are enforced by the Creator and must be obeyed by mankind if he or she expects to be saved. In Romans chapter 14, in verses 11 and 12, it says, "For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give an account of himself to God." How many people refuse to keep the commandments of God, and they refuse and they bow down to the world and they give into the ways of the enemy, and they don't sacrifice, or they are not obedient to the will of God in their life? In Daniel chapter 3, let's drop down to verses 10 and 11. It says, "You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn and the flute and the harp and the lyre and the psaltery and in symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image, and whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Now, the majority of this modern world has no fear of God. That's why we see the world in such a shape that it is in today, is because there is a lack of fear of God. No love for truth, and surely no love to die for a God that they have never seen before. But there are three Hebrew children in our story this morning that knew that the God that they served could deliver them from such a horrible death. I'm sure that these three Hebrew boys, they didn't want to die that day. I'm sure that their minds ran wild with thoughts that maybe they were going to die. They didn't know exactly what was going to happen, but I am also sure that they were certain that they served a God that was big enough and was able to deliver them out of this fiery furnace. How powerful God was in their life. And there was a respect, and there was a love for God in their lives, more than the desire to be spared by denying him. You know how easy it would have been for them to have denied the Lord, and they could have, you know, rationalized it and said, "Well, we can just deny the Lord, but in our hearts we'll really believe." But no, they stood for what was right. This is what the true love of God is all about. We've got to make a decision in our life that I will not bow down. As I said last Sunday, I have drawn a line, and I'm not going to cross that line, but I've made a decision that I'm serving the Lord. And so the king questioned them about their God. And the accusers told the king in Daniel chapter 3, let's move down to verses 12 through 14. He said, "There are certain Jews whom have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up." And then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so they brought these men before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, "Is it true that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the God of the golden image which I have set up?" Now here the king gives them a choice. Either you can bow down to the golden image, or we're going to put you into this burning fiery furnace. Let's move to verse 15. Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn and the flute and the lyre and the psaltery and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made good, but if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Listen to that question. Who is the God that will deliver you from out of my hands? You see, people all over the world bow to the commandments of others, and they bow to the world, and they bow to the criticism of others, and they bow to every ungodly God that Satan has created. But there is an answer to the ones who are sold out and who are bought out in their relationship with Jesus Christ, that you've made a decision that I'm not going to bow down and I'm not going to fall. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to alter. I'm going to keep on pursuing and keep on pushing in my relationship with Jesus Christ. Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. I say this morning, what dedication these men had. What dedication they had made in their relationship with God. What a powerful testimony for these three Hebrew men. We will not bow down. You see, when your classmates criticize you, you've got to make a decision that I'm not going to bow down. When your employers criticize you, you've got to make a decision that I'm not going to bow down. When your teachers criticize you, you've got to make a decision that I'm not going to bow down. Just because they don't like your dedication to Jesus Christ, you still got to make a decision that I'm not going to bow down, but I'm going to stand for the purposes of Jesus Christ. If they threaten you, don't bow. If you lose your position, don't bow. Because the day you bow is the day you become a loser and you lose out on your relationship with Jesus Christ. Now the king was furious at their response. I'm moving quickly this morning for the sake of time. In Daniel 3, 19 and 20, it says, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the fiery furnace. Now, how many of you know Satan never gives up? But he never wins against a person who says, I will not bow down. Now, here is the power of a testimony of I will not bow. Verses 21 through 23. Then these men were bound in their coats and their trousers and their turbans and their other garments, and they cast them into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And therefore, because of the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Now, I want to tell you something this morning. In the middle of your worst nightmare, the power of the Most High God is with you. When you are walking through a situation in life, and when you are walking through a trial in life, and you are going through obstacles and trials and situations in life, There is a God that is walking with you that is bigger than everything that can come against you. Verses 24 through 25, then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he arose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" And they answered and said to the king, "True, O king." But he said, "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the fourth is likened unto the Son of God." I want to tell you this morning, I don't care what you're facing in life, there is a God that is bigger than your problem and is bigger than your situation. Can you just give him a shout this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Your peers may think they have won once they make it hot enough for you, but the God of this universe, the mighty God Himself, will deliver you when you say, "I will not bow down." Listen to the word of the Lord God. He will take your persecutors and He will make them bow down. Listen to what He said in verses 26 through 30. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." And then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps and the administrators and the governors and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not even on them, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair on their head singed. Neither were their coats changed, nor was the smell of smoke or fire even upon them. I say this morning, but God. In verse 28, Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants, who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I will make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut into pieces, and their houses shall be made as ash heap, because there is no other God that can deliver like this." You know something? Faithfulness will make a believer even out of the wicked. Faithfulness will make a believer even those that are wicked. And in verse 30 it said, the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Can I tell you this morning that you will never have the ability to win your family if you bow down in times of pressure? You will never win your classmates by bowing down to their criticism. You will never win your teachers or your boss or anyone else by bowing to their demands. The king became a believer in the God that cannot fail because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego made a decision from the very beginning that we will not bow down. You see, you will never make them believe like this king did in the end if you throw up your hands and give up. The king said, because there is no other God that has the ability to deliver like this God. I won't change what I believe because somebody else doesn't like it. I won't change the things that I do because somebody else doesn't like it. I won't listen to the voice of the enemy. I won't keep my mind on the influences of this world. You will not steal my purity, and you will not make me ugly in the sight of God because I refuse to bow down. Give him a hand clap this morning. We need to learn that we, too, can be an example to this world. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 3 in verse 2. He said, you are an epistle written in our hearts, known and ready by all men. You see, our lives are an open letter to this world. We've all heard it said that to some people, we're the only Bible that they will ever read. What we do is to be ready every day, everywhere we go. We need to show this world that we will not bow down. God is not looking for people to join the crowd of unbelievers, but he is looking for people that have made a decision that we will not bow down and change because of what people think or what people say or what people do. God is looking for people that have made a decision that I will bow down and I will love him and I will serve him and I will live for him. You see, I can't guarantee you this morning that your life and your body and your health and your mind and your family and your home and your marriage and your children, your possessions and your finances and your friends and your comfort will not be viciously attacked by the enemy. In fact, the truth of the matter is that I can just about guarantee you the opposite. Because it was when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were willing to enter into the fire without any assurance and without any real sign of deliverance from their trial that the miracle of God happened. You see, the men threw them into the furnace. You know something? They were slain. But the fire didn't touch the three Hebrew boys. They fell down bound into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. But Nebuchadnezzar was amazed to see them rise up and loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they weren't even hurt. They weren't even burned. In heaven, God said, those are brave boys. I think I'll go down there and I'll stand on their side. On earth, Nebuchadnezzar said, I see four men, and the fourth is likened unto the Son of God. When Nebuchadnezzar called them, they came out of the fire by themselves without their bonds. The only thing they lost when they stood up for God was they lost the bonds that were upon them. I'm going to tell you this morning, there is freedom in the furnace when God is in there with you. They were loosed in the flames. When they came out of the fire, everyone saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was their head singed, neither were their coats changed, neither were the smell of fire upon their bodies. God did not save them from the fire, but God saved them while they were in the fire. And so we ask, why is the fire so much hotter today? Because Satan knows that his time is short. He has a powerful opponent, but he labors one crippling fact, and that is that he faces a dreaded sentence of eternal imprisonment without the possibility of parole. He works under this terrifying reality every moment of his existence. And he knows that it's his last chance. And so that's why every time you pray and every time you obey God, his wrath is stirred up. Jesus ties Satan's fall not only to Calvary's victory, but to the exploits done by his disciples. I want to close this morning with a few verses. The first one is in John chapter 12, in verses 31 and verse 32. It says, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And if I am lifted from the earth, I will draw all peoples, I will draw all men unto me, unto myself," God says. And then in Luke chapter 10, in verses 17 through 19, it says, "Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.' And he said to them, 'I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority,'" he says, "I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." And then in Revelation, the book of Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 through 11, it says, "Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, 'Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of the brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives unto death.'" Some people say, "I will serve God if it helps me, or I'll walk through the fire if God will deliver me from the pain of the fire." That is never the feeling of the true people of God, because Peter said this. He said, "I'll suffer if others have to suffer." And in Job chapter 13 and verse 15, it says, "Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him." As we return to the music this morning, you know something? When you don't bow, you stand out. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could have said, "We'll just conform outwardly. We will bow with our bodies, but continue to serve God in our hearts. Because that's all that matters, isn't it? Our hearts. We have such a love message today, and I do believe that God is a love, God of love. But we've also got to balance that, as Pastor Bill teaches quite often. He's a God of truth, and he's a God of grace. And we have to learn how to balance that. You see, the weapon of the world is no longer cruelty, but it's contempt. It's no longer torture, but it's ridicule. The immortal declaration is this: we know God is able to deliver us, but if not, we still won't bow down to the golden image. We still won't bow down to the peer pressures of life. We still won't bow down to the sinful desires and the sinful lust of life. They did not know that the miracle of God, that God was going to perform. For all they knew, they were about to die in this fire. They did not know whether he was going to honor them before this heathen king. And so they were standing there in truth, and they have made a decision. But if God doesn't show up, I'm still going to serve him. I'm still not going to bow down. And I'm still not going to sell out my soul to a devil and to a false god. Can we stand in this building this morning? Somebody in this building this morning, Maybe you've not made a decision to follow Jesus. Maybe you have not yet come to terms in your life with the Lord. Maybe you're here this morning and you're just troubled in life. Maybe you're living for the Lord, but you just got troubles and you need someone to pray with you today. I don't know your situation, but I do know this. I know there's a God that is able to bring deliverance to your life this morning. He is here, He is willing, and He has the ability to set you free. So this morning, our altars are open. Maybe you're here this morning and you need healing in your body, physically. Maybe you need a touch spiritually. Maybe you need a touch mentally or emotionally or financially. Whatever your need is this morning, there is a God in heaven that has the ability to walk through with you every situation that you are facing in life. Bless this one that has come this morning. There are others in this room today that need to step out from where you are. Make this your day of salvation. Don't wait for another day. You may not have another day. Today's the only day we're guaranteed. This is our moment. This is our time. This is our correct time to make it right with Jesus Christ. You've tried it on your own long enough. It's confusion, it's strife, it's turmoil. But Jesus wants to bring deliverance to your life this morning. Could we have some prayer warriors to please step in as we begin to pray this morning?